One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
This. Well, good morning, little brother.
Is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We will get to the NFL winners and losers in a second. Before that, Sip, if you have not made any plans yet to get to the magical lights of Lincoln, what's wrong with you?
Are you a Grinch?
Are you a Scrooge? What's happening
here?
What
do you think I might be?
You're busy. But if you're not as busy as Sip, he's got to make travel plans to New York City and all this stuff, and cover basketball. It takes a half hour of your day, and it's a fun half hour. Go to ChristmasLightsInLincoln.com. When you buy your ticket, you can use one of three promo codes to help spend have $5 go to a charity of our choice. If you put Bill, B-I-L-L, when you go to the website, $5 would go to the White Cane Foundation, helping young kids get have new clothing.
Yep.
Okay,
they have beautiful clothing
they
for
do.
Kids.
They do.
If like you, and Jake, we're talking about new clothing,
brand new.
Yeah,
not used, brand new clothing. Right. If you put SIP SIP $5, we go to Cedars, helping young kids in need also,
which we're very familiar with. We've been on their campus twice.
We have.
We'll be there again. In South Lincoln, and it's a talk about great people.
We'll be there again on Give to Lincoln Day in late May. And if you put in Jake, J-A-K-E, $5 will go to the We Can Do This Foundation, helping feed hungry kids on the weekend.
That's beautiful.
In Lincoln. So $30 Monday through Thursday, $25 Monday to Thursday, $30 Friday, Saturday. It's a per car rate. Load up a car, half hour, 2 million plus lights. It's at the Sand Hills Global Event Center at 84th and Havelock. A wonderful time.
And now it's time to once again thank our breakers.
Yes.
For hanging in there with us today.
Our numbers right now on the stream are better or the same as they would be on a normal day. So
despite
I'm impressed
the fact
that you can't hear us. If you see our numbers of people, we can see who's watching us on YouTube, Facebook, and X, and Twitch. I think Twitch is dead. So just X.
Is Twitch dead?
Facebook, at least for us.
Twitch
X, Facebook, and YouTube. Our numbers, although you cannot hear us, you can see us talking, you can't hear us on the broadcast, our numbers are as good or better than they usually are. So
they're reading our
kudos.
Lips.
They're listening on the stream or the FM. They're watching us. We appreciate you all for putting in the effort there to make this happen.
Our friend, our good friend, Missing Tooth Greg, who supplies us with food. He does auto care.
He helped me move on Friday.
He helped you move. He does auto care for Bill and I. auto care because he helps Bill's golf cart. He says, geesh. The audio on the app is much, much richer. You sound like Walter Cronkite.
Okay, well, that's a compliment to you.
Thank you.
Thank you to Missing Tooth Greg. It is time, without further ado, Sip,
yes,
for NFL Week 14 winners and losers. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Are you ready? Let's do this.
Let it roll.
This is always sponsored by your friends at Beerer's Cheese Spread. This is the time to have it on the table 24/7. It's the holidays. If you want to be going to a work event or a family event, why would you not have Beerer's Cheese Spread on the table?
I don't know why.
Everyone dips into it.
Right.
Everyone likes it. It's available at most local grocers. Get yours today for Christmas, New Year's, and parties leading up to that. Fearers Cheese Spread.
Get it. It's at Russ's Market. I know that.
And Hy-Vee.
Yeah.
To the winners, The Detroit Lions, Sip, have been on the winner's list for a long time. They've won 11 straight games.
Ooh, hello.
If you recall, go back to Thursday. They played against the Packers, a back-and-forth second-half game. But you know what? The Lions are an elite team. They're 12-1. The typical, lowly, sad, lovable losers, Lions are 12-1.
Yep. They're flexing.
They've won 11 straight games. They beat the Packers 34-31 on top of the NFC North, a very, very strong
NFC North.
NFC North. Lions, number one winner. Number two, right behind them, same division. On Sunday, it was Kirk Cousins visiting his former team with the Falcons. He was going to Minnesota in a reunion, and they got bounced. The Vikings, 5 touchdown passes by Sam Darnold. 3 to Jordan Addison, 2 to Justin Jefferson. They win 42-21. By the way, Kirk Cousins, I believe his last 3 or 4 games, 0 touchdowns, 8 picks.
Ooh, nice. Nice ratio.
But Raheem Morris says it is not Michael Penix's time. It's still Kirk Cousins' time.
I'm going to ask you a stupid NFL question. Is Addison and
Jefferson,
is that the best receiver duo in the NFL?
You could argue Hill and Waddle in Miami are very strong.
Okay.
The Lions have St. Brown and Williams are very strong there as well. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, places that could feel. Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown are good in Philadelphia.
I was listening to the broadcast, and I believe I was listening to it on these ticket airwaves of the Minnesota game.
Yep.
And the announcer broached that as a possibility.
It is possible. Yeah. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, also very good with the Bengals, but there's a lot of options out there. 1-2.
Number three,
this was the most epic game of the weekend, and I want to put Josh Allen as a winner, but he lost the game. The Rams beat the Bills 44-42.
Wow.
In L.A., first time this year they're above 500. They're 7-6, and it was an amazing game. Puka Nacua was unstoppable, running the ball and catching the ball for the Rams. Defense obviously was not good. Josh Allen had 6 touchdowns, and they lost the game.
That's amazing.
The second quarterback in the history of the NFL, going back to Otto Graham back in the 50s.
I remember Otto.
To have 3 passing touchdowns right. and 3 rushing touchdowns in a game. 2 times ever, and 1 time ever since the merger is Josh Allen
wow.
in a losing effort.
Nice job, Jay.
44-42 Rams. Niners are beat up. They're depleted. People say the season's over. Not so fast, my friend Lee Corso. They beat the Bears 38-13. Never competitive. Right. Never competitive. The Niners got Brock Purdy back. They're still missing. You know, McCaffrey's obviously out for the season. They just got bounced by the Bills in a blowout last week. Winners find a way to win. The Niners have a winning mentality. Kyle Shanahan's still a great football coach. They're banged up, but that's a big win, and they're still in the playoff hunt.
If you watch that game for any amount of time, it was evident what was going on. The Bears weren't ready.
Now, the Bears have a new head coach. I mean,
they weren't ready.
Eberflus got fired, of course.
So it was way too easy for the 49ers.
The season is over for the Bears, but you could still try. They didn't try. Number 5, it wasn't the prettiest win, but it's just the fact this team finds ways to win. The Pittsburgh Steelers are 10-3. They beat the Browns 27-14. Not the prettiest game, but they won by 13. Defense was strong. Russ was good enough once again. They're 10-3. The Steelers are 10-3, Sip. Very strong.
Yeah.
To the losers.
I like that. I like that Detroit and when Detroit and Pittsburgh are strong. I like that for the NFL.
To the losers, this team has been a loser for a long time, for years now, and it's a colleague of yours' favorite team, the New York Giants, Robin Washett.
Yes, Robin, my partner.
The Giants were down 14-11 late to end of the game in the fourth quarter, and their field goal was blocked. Graham Gano's kick was blocked.
Blocked!
Which, of course, makes me happy because the Saints head coach, interim head coach, is a special teams coordinator. So when he sees a kick block to win the game, he's going to be even more psychotic than he already is.
Right.
I love Darren Rizzi, longtime Dolphins special team.
You know who this man is.
Oh, yeah. He's a psycho, but he's my psycho.
Is he a psycho?
Saints win 14-11. Giants, the biggest losers. Number 2, this game was so boring that nobody watched it, and rightfully so. You would have probably forgot that Jacksonville and the Titans played.
Yes.
Because the score was 10-6. The Jags, in an ugly game, Mac Jones was not good. Nobody was good in the game. 10-6, Jags win. Titans are a loser because that's a horrible loss.
What's happened to the Titans?
I don't know.
What's happened?
This is Brian Callahan's first year. They don't have anybody on offense.
Jeez.
Look at the roster on offense. You say, well, Calvin Ridley is good, but they don't throw it to him at all. Tony Pollard's nice at running back. Their O-line's average. After those guys, you wouldn't know a single player.
Jeez.
Will Levis is not the answer. They got to start over.
And that's Brian and Bill's there, too. You know that, right?
Yeah. So the O-line, again, it's not Bill's fault. The O-line is not, it's not bad. It's just they don't have the dudes right now.
The Callahans are coaching together.
Bad Titans team, bad. Jets are officially out of the playoffs, and it's the way they lost the game. The Jets did not look bad against the Dolphins on Sunday. It's the way they lost the game. They were up 23-15 with 45 seconds to go. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen here. What does comfort look like for you? For me, comfort is a mattress that feels soft and supportive, made without harmful chemicals. Comfort is world-class back support. Avocado's eco-organic mattress features up to 1,000 steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer. It's firm enough for back and stomach sleepers and even growing kids, yet soft enough for side sleepers. Comfort is also long-lasting. Low-quality memory foam breaks down in a matter of years. Avocado mattresses are handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. And also, Comfort is sleeping on organic materials like wool and latex that promote air circulation and moisture wicking without retaining heat. Say goodbye to night sweats. Avocado also has easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible and try before you buy. Visit one of their retail stores or premier retail partners to experience the comfort in person. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save big on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. They're just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag. They kick off. Dolphins get the kickoff to the 45-yard line. Long kickoff return. Dolphins get a field goal, 52-yard kick to end regulation, go to overtime. And the Dolphins then go six plays, completely not stopped at all by a touchdown to win the game in overtime. 32-26. Aaron Rodgers was good. He was not the problem. It's just the fact they're officially out of the playoffs. And think about what they did. They fired Robert Saleh 5-6 games in. They still go for it with Devontae Adams in that trade, and they just keep losing. They're 3-10, Sip. They're 3-10.
No.
Number four loser of this team again. Usually a loser, but once again a loser. The Raiders fall 28-13 to the Bucks. Your Raiders are just having a tough go. Two wins on the season. Aiden O'Connell got hurt in this game.
Former Purdue quarterback.
Yep.
I don't know,
Jake. They said
the
bone bruise. It's nothing serious.
When you say they're my Raiders, I'm going to tell you this. If the Raiders were 12-1 right now, I don't know that I'd claim them as my Raiders. I don't. They're not really my.
But you were a Raiders fan in the past. You bring up names of the.
Mark Van Egan, Fred like Biletnikoff.
The childhood has to matter.
Pete Banaszak.
You named all the Dodgers players of the past. You named all the Raiders players of the, when you were a fan of those teams.
Dave Casper.
See? You're a Raiders fan.
Ken Stabler.
That's your boy. You're the snake.
Yeah. But they've moved. It's not the same now.
Number five loser. I mentioned this before in the show, but because of what happened last night, the Cowboys at home. The Cowboys are now 1-6 at home this year.
Weird.
They're 5-8 overall. Of course, their season was washed out when Dak got hurt. They actually won a couple games without Dak.
Right.
And they were looking like they're going to win the game last night. I'll repeat. It was 4th and 26, 20 all at the Bengals 30-yard line. The Bengals punt is blocked. It goes 13 yards. It bounces forward. And a Cowboy player at the Bengals, like 40-yard line, decides to try to recover this kick. It caroms off of his chest. Bengals recover, and so it's their ball. First down.
Right.
3-4 plays later, Jamar Chase, 40-yard touchdown. Cowboys do nothing when they get the ball back. Bengals, slim playoff chances. And they're very slim. Still alive, barely. Cowboys are done. That was horrible.
It's interesting. I just wonder if that player knows the rules. That so many players don't understand the rules.
The Leon Lett situation came up again.
Right. They just some players just literally don't understand the rules. They're not taught.
Don't touch the ball.
Apparently, it wasn't covered in practice. I don't know.
Is your NFL winners and losers sponsored by our friends at Fearless Cheese Spread. Please get that today at any of your local groceries.
Please do.
And make that part of your holiday.
Get some townhouse crackers with it.
Yes.
How about that?
That'd be good.
Yeah.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You guys won yesterday, but Bill is not here today to help you out. You are 49-40 overall, 9 games above 500. Pretty good.
1-0. So let's do this.
Now, today's topic is bowl team head coaches.
Oh, God.
I'm going to give you the coach's name.
This is so embarrassing.
And you tell me what bowl team he is the head coach.
The potential for embarrassment is off the charts.
These are all coaches in the postseason.
I haven't looked at the postseason.
If you think you know your bowl coaches, please call us right now. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip in trivia. Today, no lifelines. Just you versus the caller in trivia as Bill is out. How do you feel about bowl team head coaches today, Sip?
I feel pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yes.
You don't know who made the bowl game, so, which is a wonderful start.
No, I don't feel good. And right now, I'm sending Cash App to one of the grandkids, so I'm...
Wow. Yeah. Multitasking.
Yeah, that's why I mistakenly said I feel good when I actually feel terrible.
Okay, well, we have Adam. Adam, how do you feel about bowl team head coaches today?
About bowl game head coaches, you said? I'm sorry.
Yep. Yes. Bowl game head coaches is our topic today.
I do not feel good about this. Adam. I lost like 4 in a row to Sip, too, and so I really wanted to bust this run, and I don't feel very good about that at all.
Wait a second. Hold on.
He's beat you 4 times in a row, he said.
This is a caller I've beaten 4 times?
No, he's beaten you 4 times.
Oh, he's beaten
me. No.
Oh.
Sipple's beaten me like 4 times in a row.
You're on a heater versus Adam. All right.
All right, Adam.
Will it be 5 straight, or will it be a win for Adam today?
Adam, I think we're evenly matched here. I don't feel good about this at all. The potential for embarrassment is really high. Let's do this.
All right, Adam, first question goes to you. What bowl team is Ryan Silverfield the head coach of?
You got to be kidding me.
I've never heard that name in my entire life.
Nor have I.
Good start.
Ryan Silverfield.
Yep.
It doesn't even sound like a real name.
It's been there for a few years.
I wonder
too.
How many. It's probably 30 bowl games, so there's like 60. I got like a 1-in-60 shot here.
Let's see how you do, Adam. 5 seconds.
Ryan Silverfield, give me
5-4.
Tulane.
No. I only know that's John. Adam, I know it's John Summerall because he's his name has materialized for other jobs. I'm passing on this. I'm very interested, though.
That would be a man that just beat Tulane. Memphis. Ryan's Zipperfield beat. Yeah, he beat Tulane to knock him out of the playoff conversation.
Rico evidently knew that.
Well, Rico knows random
stuff. No, he did not know. Oh. He did not know.
All right, Sip for the lead. What bowl team is Alex Golesh the head coach of?
Is that Washington State?
Washington State. Their head coach is Jake Dickert at Washington State.
Same thing.
Do you want that one, Adam, or not?
I think I've heard the name, but I'm going to pass. I have no clue.
It'd be the South Florida Bulls for Alex Golesh.
Okay.
To take the lead.
That's incredible.
To take the lead, Adam, last question. What bowl team is Manny Diaz the head coach of?
I know this one. Is this for Adam or me?
This is Adam's question. Sip brought this up actually a second or two ago.
I do know this one, Adam.
I should know where Manny is. He was the Miami coach. Right?
Yes, he was.
A Duke.
Oh, he is.
Duke. Is Duke the Duke is the guest?
He is at Duke.
Correct.
He is at Duke. He is 100%.
Duke went 9-3 this year, and no one even mentioned it.
Got Manny Diaz right. Now I'm in trouble.
For the tie, Sip.
Yeah, this is the overtime
tiebreaker. What bowl team is Jamie Chadwell the head
coach?
Oh,
I know this
of?
One. He is at Liberty.
That is correct.
Brilliant.
This is amazing.
Now this will go to Adam, and you will go over under Adam's number. Adam, speaking of Jamie Chadwell, how old is Jamie Chadwell, Liberty head football coach?
I would not have known that one either, Sipple, so I don't even know who this guy is.
I can picture him.
I can't picture him or nothing to try to base it off of. Cripes. I suppose your average age of head coach. I'll go 47.
Brilliant!
47.
You're joking, right?
On the dot. On the dot. 47 years old for Jamie Chadwell. So Tip and Dave have a chance to go over under.
This is remarkable.
That's a good. What was your guess going to be?
Over. Over.
Oh.
50s. Okay. 53.
Well, you went a lot. 47.
That's probably the way to think about it, though, right, Sip? The average age of a college head coach is probably around 50, wouldn't you think?
I would think so. Young. 47 is a little young. I think.
But you know what? He's 47 years old.
That's great.
Adam, you deserve the win today. Well done. We'll get you bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Good job, Adam.
Nice win.
He ended a streak against me.
You had no chance. He just got on the dot.
The luck of the draw.
This not kind of. I mean, it's hard to get square on. That rarely ever happens.
Here. Listen, that hurts. That really hurts. It wasn't embarrassing. I thought it was going to be embarrassing.
There was no chance at a retort for you.
No.
And it's a nice win for
Adam. I want to win these games. That hurts.
Well, tomorrow you can win again.
Yeah.
You're still 8 games above 500.
Oh, I'll pick myself up off the floor, Jake.
And you got a question right. And you would have had Manny Diaz. You had 2 out of the 4 right.
All right, let's do the spillover.
The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.